And now, back to the Tom Brown Show on WEZS, 1350 AM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 23 minutes past the hour. We have a special guest joining us, Brian Tilton, who's the communications director for Jim Rubens. And we're bringing him on right now. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Good to be with you.
Well, we're glad that you're out there on this campaign to make Kelly Ayotte listen to what the voters have to say. How is the campaign going? You're the communications director for Jim Rubens. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very interesting being on this side of the microphone, considering I was in your position when
right.
I was on in Concord for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly glad to talk to some familiar voices, that's for sure. Yeah, as far as the campaign goes, I'll tell you, we are in a very good position with this right now. And I'll tell you why. The conservative base has felt abandoned by Kelly Ayotte. This is why I'm involved, too. Because she's one of the ones, I'm one of the ones that have been betrayed by Kelly Ayotte as well, based on her conservative votes, her failure to make conservative votes, her promises that were broken to conservatives, number one issue being amnesty. She swore in 2010 that she would not sign on to an amnesty bill. She did. She supported it. And look what we have today. We have more illegal aliens than ever trying to come across the border, and we also have the heroin on our streets right now that are a direct result from these open borders that the Obama administration refuses to close and that Congress refuses to exercise its power to do so either, to hold their feet to the fire.
Brian, she's running again for re-election. But to think that Sarah Palin back in 2010, which was really at the height of her political power, endorsing people, she would never endorse her today to see what kind of candidate she's become or kind of a politician.
And to your point, Sarah Palin, just a couple years later, I think it was in 2013, right about the time of the Gang of Eight amnesty mm-hmm. bill, Sarah Palin said Kelly Ayotte needs to be primaried. So what a remarkable turnaround that Kelly Ayotte had in just a couple of years on Capitol Hill. This is the problem with Capitol Hill. It's such a cesspool of corruption, and then these candidates, these people that go down there with some of them with noble intentions, and they just get caught up in the system. Or some of them just say what they want to say, what we want to hear, in order to get down there, to get swept up in the system. I don't know. I can tell you this, Jim Rubens can't be bought. He has made firm promises. He's been consistent in those promises. He's been involved in reform issues so that he can't be bought. And if you look at the campaign contributions that have come in, and I know that Kelly Ayotte's got a big wall of money, upwards of $10 million. We don't have anywhere near that. You can see who is trying to buy an election.
So, Brian, there's a couple
buy Jim Rubens.
There's a couple questions that I want you to see if you can answer this question. I know conservative asked me, is Lawrence Lessig supporting Jim, or is there any association? I know back in the 2014 election, mm-hmm. they had some associations with some about the election and finance. What's the story with that?
Sure. Larry Lessig has not made any statements about supporting Jim in this time around.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, when Jim was running in the primary against Scott Brown from Massachusetts, Larry Lessig started up a super PAC called the Mayday PAC.
Right.
And the reason why he supported Jim was not because Jim agreed with all of Larry Lessig's liberal ideologies. It was because that Jim went down with an appetite for reform in D.C. So that's why Larry Lessig threw well over $1 million into that super PAC, and he supported candidates around the country who supported reform efforts. So they do have difference of opinions on what kind of reform efforts should be, but the fact that there is a movement towards reform, that let's be clear on this. There are many Republicans, just as many Republicans as Democrats, are fed up with the way the system is corrupt to the bone.
So let me ask you a question. I'm glad you answered that because that's important. Is Kelly going to agree to any debate before the primary? I mean,
we've been trying. Here's what's been going on. Tonight there's going to be a forum in Derry, and in the Derry Republican Committee is hosting a candidates forum for those in the first district. Frank Ginta will be there tonight, and Jim Rubens will be there tonight as well. Kelly Ayotte will not show up to this forum. Now, the invitations were sent out months ago, and Kelly says, well, I'll have to check the schedule and see and get back to you. So tonight, Ovid Lamontagne is going to be filling in. Now, Ovid's a friend of mine, so I'm not disparaging Ovid, but Kelly Ayotte is avoiding a debate head-on with the issues and with the voters. She has. We've had two other previously scheduled engagements where there would have been a forum, not necessarily a debate per se, but a forum where each side can state their case. She has backed out of both of those. So she is really afraid to address these issues that many conservatives are upset about.
How does she expect the conservatives to vote for her when you get to the general election if she won't debate?
They're not going to vote for her, and this is the problem. The conservatives have already made it very clear over the last year specifically, and the last few years in general, with their disgust. This is why Jim is in the race, because without the conservative base, you cannot win an election, period. So Jim is that conservative voice right now, and in order to win this election, you got to get the conservatives. If not, if Jim loses this primary, there's going to be an independent conservative that has already made clear his intentions to run. And folks in D.C. are already taking notice. This was the subject of a Politico story just a couple of weeks ago. And when Jim met with the Portsmouth Herald editorial board just last week, it was actually the first question out of their mouth that if he loses the primary, what about this independent conservative that would be running? Just to be clear, Jim is not going to run as an independent.
Right.
He's not. If he loses the primary, it's over for him, and he's already repudiated the idea of a third party candidate being involved in the general election. But he can't stop that from happening. It's going to happen. So Kelly Ayotte, if that independent sucks off even 4 or 5% of the vote, which is not an unrealistic number, she will lose the general election.
What's the number one issue for your campaign with Jim? What is the number one for Jim? What is the number one thing he wants to do? Let voters know.
Well, number one is the amnesty issue, and that is the promises that were made back in 2010. In 2013 is when the Gang of Eight amnesty bill came forward, and this is why it's very important for a lot of reasons. Number one is, of course, border security. We got to keep America safe. You cannot have a country without a border. You cannot keep out the terrorists without enforcing border security. And it's also costing our country many billions of dollars a year in welfare benefits and all the other support that's got to go to illegal aliens. So you have that. Then you have the other factor, the drugs that are coming in. These drug mules come across the border with backpacks full of heroin and fentanyl and stuff, and it's a direct pipeline right into New Hampshire that we have seen, what, four times the numbers of people are dying from opioid overdoses than from traffic fatalities.
Right.
So it's a problem in Laconia. It's a problem in Manchester. It's a problem all over the state, and it's really a big problem throughout the East Coast here. So that's another important issue. Another issue is the number of immigrant workers that Kelly Ayotte and company wanted to bring in with that illegal alien amnesty bill to go from, say, a million immigrants a year to 3 million.
Now, is that the H-1B? The extra?
There's the H-1B visas, and there's some other abuses going on with that one, mm-hmm. too. She supported legislation called I-Squared, which would have tripled the number of H-1B visas. And that drives down American wages, and that makes Americans unemployed. And Americans, this is on record, Disney workers testify
right.
before Congress.
Yeah,
and there's been stories published in the paper about Eversource, where the workers have had to train their replacements if they wanted to get a severance package.
Yeah, the government's so out of control at this point, it's almost absurd. and for the people to keep voting for what, go voting for the people like Kelly who promise one thing and then do another, it just doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
It doesn't. And voters, and this is why it's very important, this is why I thank you, because a lot of the major media is trying to ignore this race and trying to ignore the fact that there's a primary. But thanks to people like you and other talk shows around New Hampshire, people are becoming aware that there is a real choice on September 13th in the primary, and that Jim Rubens is the choice. And I'll tell you this, I know it's uncomfortable for a Republican primary to be in. We've heard from a lot of party officials and other folks who say, you shouldn't be primarying this, how dare you do this? No, it needs to be done, because people need to be held accountable for their vote.
If she was doing her job, that wouldn't be a primary. I mean, that's the deal. Anyway, well, today we've been talking with Brian Tilley. He's the communications director for Jim Rubens. He's running for U.S. Senate. Any other message before you leave, Jim?
Yes, actually, I do. I want to share with you some breaking news. You're going to be hearing it here first, your listeners as well. And that is Jim has received an A grade from the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition.
Wow.
They have done a second round of grades. They did last month, they did the incumbents for federal office. Congressman Frank Ginter received an A grade. And now this month, they just graded the challengers. And this just came out a short while ago. So Jim got an A grade, the only candidate in the U.S. Senate race to receive an A grade. Kelly Ayotte got a D minus with a notation of promises broken, and Maggie Hassan received an F.
Yeah, it's not surprising, so the other two on their grades. But I'm really glad Jim got the A, because it's important.
Well, and that particular organization is very, very rigid, and they screen their candidates very thoroughly. So having an A grade from the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition is no small feat, I can tell you. That tells you the commitment that Jim has to conservative ideals and to our basic constitutional rights. We can't be putting people on a no-fly list, on a no-gun list, at the whim of the Attorney General, in this case, Loretta Lynch, who Kelly Ayotte supported, by the way.
We've talked about it here, definitely. There's no doubt about it. All right, today we've been talking with Brian Tilton. He's the communications director. You want to find him for Jim Rubens, you want to find him on Twitter. It's at Brian Tilton. Brian, thanks for being on today.
And thank you, and I urge your listeners to visit jimrubens.com, and if they can, donate, because this election is not being funded by out-of-state special interest groups, at least not our campaign. The others in this race are. We're not. We're relying solely on the people of New Hampshire.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, too, Tom. Yeah. Take
Bye.
Care.
603-524-6288. You want to join in here, you can. 35 minutes past the hour. Talk about the campaigns. It really is something where if this was a 2010 election and Kelly was going to run on her votes, she'd never win. Ovid would have beat her.